The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from a new book that we have entitled Pogue's Basics, Money, Essential Tips and Shortcuts That No One Bothers to Tell You. And this is a new book, and we will actually start reading some money tips beginning with Chapter 1, Shopping Hacks. Here's the frustrating thing about money. As soon as you've earned some, the universe gangs up on you and demands that you spend it. Everywhere you turn, there's something else to pay for. Fortunately, for every avenue there is to spend money, there's a loophole for spending less of it. Well, when to buy stuff? Prices fluctuate all the time. Supply, demand, the price of raw materials, the price of gas, location, the economy, it all affects product pricing. You can't do much about any of that. What you can do, though, is control when you shop. In certain industries, the prices for products always drop at certain times of year, like clockwork. Actually, what's a little non-essential is that there are usually two times for the big price dips. First, there's the time when demand is highest, sales on toys before Christmas, TVs before the Super Bowl. Second, there's the time when demand is lowest, sales on candy after Halloween, bathing suits after swimming season. Well, here's your master cheat sheet. Let's start with bathing suits. What store wants shelves full of swimwear that's no longer selling? Prices are lowest for the year in August as the swimming season ends. Bicycles. New models roll out in September and October. That, therefore, is a great time to find sales on last year's bikes. And how about cameras? New models usually debut in February, so you can count on big discounts on last year's models on President's Day weekend. And camping gear? Giant price cuts arrive in August. The summer's over, and so is demand for this stuff. Look for another rash of sales in October, too. Candy. Right after Halloween, every store and its brother slashes prices to unload all the unsold candy. Car parts and service. April is National Car Care Month, so you may spot special sales that time of the year. And how about cars? Many car companies roll out next year's car models in the fall, so you can get fantastic deals on the current year's cars around September. Chocolate? The fancy stuff goes on deep discount right after Valentine's Day. Well, that's a shocker. And clothing? In general, clothing for each season goes on sale a couple of months before the next season begins. In February, for example, they put winter clothing on sale for 50 to 70% off to make room for the incoming warm weather stuff. Similarly, spring clothing goes on sale in May to make room for summer items. Summer's clothing prices drop in August, and of course, discounts on fall clothes emerge around November. Computers. Computers go on sale in September, once the back-to-school rush is over. There are more big discounts in November, on Black Friday, and also Cyber Monday. cookware. As graduation wedding season approaches, you can find good deals on kitchen stuff in April and May, especially Memorial Day weekend. And cruises. Sales on selling usually arrive in January and February when people are booking their spring break and summer cruises. In late October, there's another round of sales, both for people planning holiday cruises and for the cruise lines to unload cruise cabins that aren't selling well. Electronics. In late November, Black Friday and Cyber Monday have taken on mythic proportions in the gadget world. Every category of gadget goes on sale. TVs, laptops, phones, tablets, cameras, and so on. Every store and online retailer fights for headlines, and the winner is you. Fitness equipment. January after the holidays and while New Year's resolutions are still in force. Huge deals from 30 to 70% off. Furniture. New models arrive every February and August, so the best deals on outgoing models are available in January and July. Also look for big sales in November on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Office furniture often goes on sale in May and October. Well, how about grills? The big rush to buy these is, of course, before July 4th, so the prices drop right afterward. Price crash again in October as the weather gets cold. Gym memberships. The best deals, logically enough, sprout in June. That's when demand is lowest as people head outdoors for physical activity. Holiday decorations. As you'd guess, prices crash right after each holiday. Buy Halloween decorations right after Halloween, Christmas decorations right after Christmas, and so on. Home improvement. Home Depot has its own special spring Black Friday sale every April. Jewelry. Scout for deals in July when there are no gift-giving holidays for miles to boost store sales. And laptops. Shop in June or during the back-to-school frenzy in August. Lawnmowers. They go on sale in August and September when nobody needs them anymore because winter is coming. Linens, look for the white sales in January. And luggage, new styles appear around March in readiness for the summer travel season, so you can snap up great deals on last year's suitcases. In August, another round of price cuts settles in since people are pretty much finished with their summer travels. Well, how about a new mattress? The entire industry blows out last year's models over Memorial Day, so watch for crazy sales in May. More sales around the July 4th and Labor Day weekends. And the best month to get office furniture is May. School supplies, August, of course. Back to school sales. And how about the ski stuff? The big sales are usually in March since nobody's buying gear for that winter anymore. Sneakers? You can find delicious deals as high as 50% off in April as shoe stores try to shoe you up and shoe you outdoors. Tools? Shop in July since Father's Day is now over. Toys? Are you kidding? January, right after the holidays, everything's marked down. Then again, you may also find some big sales before the holidays, especially on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Need a new TV? February's the month to make room for new models and to accommodate the Super Bowl frenzy. And lastly, wedding dresses. Nobody's buying wedding stuff in November and December, so that's when the bridal shops mark down their wares to make room for the New Year's designs. And a savings ballpark is about $855 a year. $855 equals 5% savings on $17,100, which is the annual U.S. family spending on clothing, entertainment, and other consumer goods. Well, discounts on everything can be found at RetailMeNot. If you don't visit RetailMeNot.com before you buy anything, you're crazy. This site is a massive collection of coupons, both printable ones to use at physical stores and coupon codes to use when you buy things online. Millions of fans find these deals and submit them to the site. You just research for the store you're shopping in or the thing you're about to buy. You'd be amazed at how many times out of 100 there's a discount waiting for you. A huge collection of online and real-world shops, restaurants, and services offer coupons and discount codes here. A few examples. Babies. Babies R Us. Diapers.com. Pampers. Clothes. Dress Barn. Oshkosh. Bigosh. Abercrombie & Fitch. Disney Store. Banana Republic. Ralph Lauren. Hanes. Under Armour. Forever 21, L.L. Bean, Garnet Hill, The Limited, Saks Fifth Avenue, Victoria's Secret, Old Navy, etc. Department stores, Macy's, Amazon, Target, Sears, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kmart, Nordstrom's, Lord & Taylor, and Costco. And drug stores and health, CVS, Drugstores.com, GNC, Walgreens. Looking for electronics? There's the Best Buy. Best Buy, Apple Store, Verizon, HP, Netflix. Food for takeout? Grubhub, Dunkin' Donuts, Seamless, and Starbucks. Gifts, Edible Arrangements, FTD, 1-800-Flowers.com, ProFlowers, Telefloral. For the home, coupons for Home Depot, Lowe's, Pottery Barn, Ace Hardware, also PetSmart and Petco. And how about office wares? Staples, Office Depot, and Office Max. And restaurants, Pizza Hut, Subway, Ruby Tuesdays, Domino's, Olive Garden, Boston Market, Outback Steakhouse, Denny's, Burger King, Einstein's Brother, Bagels, and Chili's. Shoes, Payless, Foot Locker, Famous Footwear, Tickets, Ticketmaster, and Travel, Airbnb, Hotels.com, Budget Car Rentals, Avis, Enterprise, etc. And I'm going to stop there because this list just continues forever. So the good news is it looks like if you go to RetailMeNot.com, you're likely to find what you're looking for. The trick here is to remember to visit the site whenever you're about to buy something. There's an excellent free RetailMeNot app for your smartphone, too. When you're actually out in shopping land, about to make a purchase, you can check the app to see if this store has coupons available. The app can also make your phone chirp and vibrate when you're walking by a store with coupons available. How about that? Bottom line, RetailMeNot is like free money. You should take it. And the estimated savings ballpark is around $600 a year if you use that site for your shopping. $600 is an average savings of 15%, assuming that you use RetailMeNot on half your purchases. Average consumer expenditures on physical goods are around $8,000 annually. And here are the 8 great ways to get cheaper movie tickets. The movie industry's got it all wrong. It predicted that if home VCR and DVDs were allowed to fill your home, we'd all stop going out to see movies. The entire movie industry would collapse. Instead, what happened? We go out to see movies more than ever before. Our habit of watching movies at home turned us into a nation of movie nuts. Along the way, what was once the ultimate cheap family getaway has become an expensive family getaway. In big cities, movie tickets are $15 each, popcorn is $8, and a soda is $5. Add in parking, and suddenly you're looking at over $100 for the family. Wow. Fortunately, if you're willing to plan ahead, it's possible to snag discounted entry to the multiplex. Let us count the ways. Harness the power of a group. You can read about Groupon, that's with a G, Groupon.com later in this book. But one of its most attractive offerings is frequent deals on discounted Fandango tickets. Fandango sells movie tickets to every theater near you. A typical deal might be $16 for a pair of movie tickets, which saves you about 30%. AAA and AARP memberships also get you movie ticket discounts as well. And Sam's Club and Costco. These membership discount stores sell discounted tickets to local movie theaters. You just have to ask for them at the customer service desk. You might, for example, snag a 10-ticket book for $85, which represents a discount of 15 to 25% depending on the price of movies where you live. Movie tickets are much more expensive in big cities than in rural ones. And remember, if you buy your discounted tickets using a cashback credit card, the deal is even sweeter. Discounted gift cards. Gift card exchange sites like giftcardgranny.com and cardcash.com are teaming with gift cards to the major theater chains, ready for you to buy for 15% off. If you're a frequent moviegoer, you really must buy movie cards there and start paying less. And the good old matinee. Matinees, movies that begin before dinner time, are often sold at bargain matinee prices, $6 or $8, instead of $10 or $12, for example. This offer varies. To find out, call the theater or pull up Fandango, that's Fandango.com. Click the movie showtimes you're eyeing and look at the matinee price. The unlimited movie plan at moviepass.com, you can sign up for this most unusual program. For $30 a month, you can see all the movies you want. There are no blackout dates, and almost all theaters are included. If you see 3 movies a month, you start coming out ahead. If you see more than 1 a week, you save a lot of money. Heck, you can see a movie every day. Total price, $1 a ticket. There's some fine print. IMAX and 3D movies aren't included. You may have to pay the $30 a month for the entire year, or else pay early cancellation fees of $20 to $75, depending on how soon you quit. Otherwise, though, MoviePass.com is like Netflix for going out to the movies. And join the club. Every major theater chain offers its own loyalty program. Regal, AMC, Cinemark, Carmike, Showcase, Bowtie, and so on. It's free to join. The more movies you attend, the more points you get, and you can redeem them for free popcorn, drinks, and movie tickets. More to the point, you also get discount offers by email, a free movie ticket on your birthday, and other goodies. Be old or young. Movie theaters offer student discounts and senior discounts, and their definitions of, quote, student and, quote, senior can be pretty lax. In some places, over 50 is considered old enough for the discounted senior ticket. And see advanced screenings. Most movies host free advance screenings in big cities for critics, for bloggers, for building word of mouth. Yes, we're talking about free movies before the public gets to go see them. In the days of yore, the only way you'd get invited was to be on the mailing list of the PR company setting up the screenings. These days, though, you can register with GoFobo, that's GoFobo.com, or use its app. GoFobo lets you search for advanced screenings near you, and you get invitations to them. Two footnotes. First, they want to ensure a full house, so they distribute more passes than they have seats. You'll be told to arrive an hour early. You'll also be told to leave your cell phone in the car to ensure that you won't record the movie illegally. Second, you may be alarmed at how much junk email you get once you've signed up. For best results, register with GoFobo, including in using a secondary email address so that your primary address doesn't get clogged up. There are also, of course, free movie showings at schools, libraries, and town summer programs. And there are, quote, second-run theaters in most cities where the movies are a few months old, but they're also half price. And the estimated savings ballpark in this category is around $115 a year. $115 equals 20% savings for a family of four seeing one movie a month at $12 per ticket. And the truth about Gap, Banana Republic, and Old Navy. If you wander into one of these popular clothing stores and pay the price on the tag, you're a sucker. Plain and simple, you should never pay full price at Gap, Banana Republic, or Old Navy. A single mother ship, Gap Incorporated, runs all three chains, and they all follow the same fascinating business model. They price the clothes higher than you might expect, but then they shower the world with sales and discounts and deals all the time. If you time your visits, you can walk away with great clothing at much, much lower prices. Here are some of the techniques. Most of them work identically for Gap and Banana Republic. Old Navy's savings mechanisms are similar, but the percentages may differ. 40% off everything sale. Gap, Banana Republic, and Old Navy run 40% off sales every couple of months, often tied to holidays. The sales usually run for several days. The crazy part is that some items are already on sale when the 40% off sale rolls around. That is, you can get 40% off the sale price. So how do you know when one of these sales is on? Visit the website, Gap.com, BananaRepublic.com, or OldNavy.com. You won't be able to miss the banner advertising the sale. Or, if you're willing to surrender your email address, you can sign up for these stores' email newsletters right there on their websites. They'll email you when the sales are on. As a bonus, the mere act of signing up for the newsletter usually gets you a coupon for 15 to 20% off. 20% off anything. When you buy something at one of these stores along with your receipt, you generally get a little slip of paper inviting you to take an online survey. Gap Survey, for example, is at survey4, that's the number 4, Gap, GAP.com. The survey takes about 15 minutes. When you finish, you'll be given a code to write on the receipt, worth 20% off anything on your next Gap or Banana visit. Old Navy's code is worth 10% instead. And 10, 15, 40, or 50% off anything with the store credit card. When you buy anything at Gap, Banana, Navy, the cashier will probably invite you to sign up for the store's credit card. If you ever expect to shop at one of these stores again, or even if not, go right ahead. You can use the same card for discounts at all three chains. Card ownership works like discount magic. First, you get 15% off whenever you're about to buy right now. And second, you get 10% off anything you buy in the next 2 months. Third, you get 10% off everything you buy on any Tuesday at Gap. And fourth, you'll get frequent emails offering you discount offers exclusively for cardholders, usually 40% off everything. In recent years, cardholders were invited to get 50% off during the week leading up to Black Friday in November. And fifth, you get $5 back on every $100 you spend. And finally, if you spend at least $800 a year, you get silver status, which includes free shipping on everything you order online with no minimum order. And note, this store credit card business is a fantastic idea if you pay your whole credit card bill each month. Maybe I should read that one again. If you don't, you'll be slapped with very high interest rates and late fees. You've been warned. And 50% off anything, anytime. Work at the store. Employees get half off everything. And the savings ballpark, $270 a year per person. And the $270 is equated, which is about 30% off shopping at Gap stores for half of the average American's $1,800 in apparel spending. And we are just about out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. And as we finish up our program, here are other tips of saving some money, great ways to save during summer fun. Take in a weekday MLB game. Matinees can cost less than night games, and weekday games are often cheaper. Plus, you may enjoy a less crowded stadium. An analysis by Ticket City last year found that average prices for Wednesday games were about $56, compared with almost $80 for a Saturday game. And again, we're out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thanks for joining us, and please be sure to listen to us again next time. Until the next time we're together, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.